This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I accidentally take another selfie today, you'll notice I'm wearing a dress that has flowers on it. I'm not very big on flowers. I don't know if it's because flowers haven't been in style for the longest time, or just maybe flowers are just too flowery for me. But I got to tell you, I'm really digging the threads. I really like this flower dress. I just feel more feminine. Now, I know we're supposed to be gender neutral these days, and we're not really supposed to identify ourselves as one way or the other, and I don't really know if society has taken a vote on what they want to do when it comes to that, but I do have to admit, on the days where I actually, you know, decide to dress a little more stereotypical of my gender, I do feel a little more feminine. I don't know if you noticed my voice is higher today, because I'm wearing a dress. I'm like, hi. We can talk about this. Guys do it too. Sometimes, guys, if you got a big meeting and you're like, I got to be on my game, you're not going to go for a lighter tie or a lighter shirt. You're going to go for something darker. You know? We do little things. We don't like to admit we do them. But there are some things we do to enhance our mojo. And sometimes that involves digging deeper into our gender. You know, when I have every now and then I have a meeting to go to, and sometimes there's some personalities there that I think I may have an issue with. I won't dress too girly. I won't do that because I don't want to, from a stereotypical standpoint, show a weaker color. And I'll wear dark. And for some reason, it helps. I don't know why, it just does. However, if I'm in a room of men, or on TV or whatever, and it's male anchors or whatever, and I want to stand out, I'll wear pink. Why? I don't know. It just works. So the point I'm making, because I'm making a point, believe it or not, is it's okay to dig deeper into your chromosomes if you think you need to enhance something. One of my friends, who's homosexual, said that he finds he does better on dates when he dresses more cowboyish. And he likes it. And so, you could be gay and male. I mean, you know, we talk about this a lot on the show, how many people misconstrue somebody being gay as transgender. But there's a lot of gay men that love their body parts, that don't want to be a woman. They want to be a man. They just want to be with men. Same thing with women. There's women that either don't want their body parts or they do want their body parts. Same thing with male. A transgender is somebody who doesn't like the body they're in and feels like they are in the wrong body. Very troubling for them, and it's difficult, and luckily now we have means to allow people to go through transformations. But don't assume that anybody who's gay wants to be transgender. And so I find it very fascinating that when my friend wants to be out there and dating and attracting who he wants to attract, he's going to tap in on a more masculine look. Well, because he is masculine. Just because he's gay doesn't mean he can't be masculine. So realize that if you have a big day coming up or a big meeting or you need things to go your way and you just need that extra push, sometimes what you need to do is dig deep and maybe wear the colors you think will work or wear the Spanx or wear the underwear that you want. Underwear is very important. I've underestimated underwear because I wear comfortable stuff. I mean, my days start at 6 in the morning and they don't end till like 10, 11 at night. So that bra, I mean, it can't have, you know, every element on the periodic table. It's gotta be comfortable. And so I think Playtex has like a 48-hour bra now. Works for me. Or Hanes Her Ways. I love Hanes Her Ways. That works. The problem is Hanes Her Way, that doesn't give me a jump in my step. But I wear a little Victoria's Secret. I'm like, damn, I got it. And you'll notice that. You'll notice somebody, all of a sudden, they just act like they are on their game one day. And you're like, well, what is going on with you? Well, it's because they're wearing, you know, different panties or something. I know women are so mad at me. They are so mad at me that I'm telling the secrets. But I'm telling you right now, it works. Wear different underwear. Wear clean underwear. Imagine putting clean underwear on, how much different you would feel. It works. It works. All right. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about. We'll tell you the latest on this caravan. By the way, did you know the migrant caravan started with 160 people? Now it's well over 7,000, still heading for the U.S. border. Apparently, there's a study saying if you eat organic food, it could lower your cancer risk, especially lymphoma and breast cancer. Kellogg's Honey Smacks are returning to the shelves. Remember, they had to be taken off because of salmonella. I don't really like honey. So I don't like cereals there's a bunch of cereals that taste the same. Captain Crunch, Honey Smack. I just don't like them that much, but you guys may like it. All right. And then Zika is back. We got to talk about that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi guys, we're moving back to the phone. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel for working the dials. So, the drama never stops. It is just drama after drama after drama. And very dramatic is this migrant caravan, which, by the way, started as 160 people leaving San Pedro Sula in Honduras. It started spontaneously, which makes many think this really wasn't a democratic planned event. However, it's perfect timing for the election, well, not perfect timing for some, that they would be coming to the border, this caravan, right before the election. And it's frustrating when you see people who are suffering being used as political ploys or toys or whatever, pawns. So this caravan, we're being told, is largely made up of young men and women, according to the Washington Post, fleeing Central America's violence, poverty, and corruption. Most are from Honduras, but hundreds have also joined from El Salvador and Guatemala. So it started as 160 people from San Pedro Sula, and then more became involved and coalesced and grew as they traveled through Honduras, went through El Salvador, Guatemala, etc. They say over the years, Mexican advocacy groups organized such caravans to draw attention to the plight of asylum seekers. And caravans do draw numbers. But when it hit 1,600 people, by the time it reached the Guatemalan border, then there was a lot more media coverage. And of course, because of the election coming up, it was big news. Now, they say the majority of them are Honduran. But if they were 1,600 by the time they reached the Guatemalan border, why are we up to 7,000 people right now? So as the migrants move through Mexico, we're now over 7,000 people. They say migrants have increasingly banded together to travel through Mexico. The dangerous journey is a little safer in large numbers, and I got to be honest. If the media is covering this, and there's cameras everywhere, it is going to allow for safer passage. I mean, if this ends up being a thing, like remember Forrest Gump, right? And them, you know, following him and running with him across the country because he just decided to run and grew a beard. When you have media coverage, it's a lot harder for kidnappings to occur and things like that. But, I mean, it's a dangerous trek. Apparently, there are kidnappings. There's money, shakedowns, killings that can happen. They say smugglers have upped their prices, charging more than $10,000 to cross a U.S.-Mexico border. So how is this caravan differently? Well, once it's big. They say prior caravans were organized by advocacy groups in southern Mexico. But this one, they're claiming, seemed to grow on its own. And you know what? I don't disbelieve that. Because it just grew so much attention. The only thing is how are they getting fed? I mean, it's going to take a lot of water. It's going to take a lot of food. If a lot of them are people fleeing, they don't have a lot of resources. They can't be spending a lot of money on their two-week journey. So there might be humanitarian groups helping. But 7,000 people, that's a lot to feed. That's a lot to shelter. And again, something is just a little odd about the timing. So, you'll see people on Facebook going, I don't understand, why don't the Democrats want border security? How do we take in 7,000 migrants, some of whom could be, you know, having sinister ideas, not all of them, we got kids and families fleeing, but some, you know, might be wolves in sheep clothing. Displacing jobs, using health care services, you know, how are Democrats not wanting a more consistent and organized legal process? Well, a lot of them do. Again, there's a lot of Democrats out there, just like there's a lot of Republicans that are really on the same page. But that's not what you're going to hear in the media. You're going to hear the extremes. But I think the average person is kind of thinking what we're all thinking. We want to help others, but we can only help others once we are strong ourselves. You could give everybody that comes through your house all your food, but then once you start to starve, how do you help others? So I think a lot of us agree that there has to be a pathway. Even those that are immigrants that came here legally, many of them go, look, I had to do it the right way. You know, there's a pathway. We do have a system for refugees. I went through it yesterday. It's very complex. It's very long. It could take about 36 months to absorb a refugee family. But they get aid immediately. Immediately they get aid. 7,000 refugees, that's going to be a lot. Now, there was a caravan earlier this year that moved to Mexico. It shrank. Started as 1,200, but then shrank down to 200. This caravan seems to be going the opposite direction. It's growing. They say the group is about 1,100 miles from McAllen, Texas, and the length of the journey could more than double if the migrants decide to move towards Tijuana. Tijuana is on the California border, San Diego, California border with Mexico. Now, Trump says the migrants will not be allowed to enter. Now, we do have asylum. We do have a means to help refugees. I just don't know what we could do for 7,000. So then, in terms of how do we get everybody to agree on what to do with this? Well, the problem is the extremes. You have one extreme saying, wall, 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 wall. You know, everybody goes back, even the kids. You have the other extreme going, you know what? I don't care what it sounds logical. If Trump is against it, then I'm for it. Or if Trump is for it, I'm against it. So you have people out there that no matter what, I mean, same thing with Obama. We did it with Obama as well. A lot of us knew healthcare had to be fixed. We thought Obamacare was a stupid law. And then after that happened, anything Obama wanted to do, we didn't trust. Well, that's what's happening with Trump. People knew the economy had to improve. I think we all agreed that the economy had to improve. But people who didn't like Trump's means decided, you know what, then I'm going to fight him on all of it. That's kind of how extremes work in politics, which really, really stink. No matter what Trump says, if somebody is against him, it doesn't matter if they agree with him. They will disagree publicly. So because nobody wants to say Trump is right, nobody wants to say Obama was right, I mean, as a whole, we have this mess. I mean, there's borders and there's security in every other country. If I wanted to get into France, I'm going to have to go through a process. If I want to get into Italy, if I want to, you know, there are, you are allowed to have security protections in place. You also should have some means too if you have somebody trying to flee. And then, you know, somebody has suggested, well, you know what, then at least the kids. Get the kids safe. Get the kids fed. If you can't absorb all 7,000, absorb the kids. The problem with that is, then, again, America's in trouble for separating kids from their moms. So if we don't want to separate kids from their moms and dads, we have to take the whole family. So, it's a mess. This really is a mess. Now, people say, well, no, this is going to help the election. And we're going to talk about what has to be done with the election, but this is going to help the election. People are going to realize that this is an issue. And people are always going to try to come in masses and storm through our walls and, you know, want our goods and services. Well, then, you know, maybe you want to tighten border security. Or other people may say, look, we got innocent people coming. We need to figure out how to have a more methodical way of dealing with immigrants. Or we have to cap numbers out or something. So that if we are anticipating a few thousand refugees every year, we can at least manage it. All right, I'll tell you what the latest is. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence said on Tuesday that the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will not go without an American response. Pence was speaking at a Washington Post live event.
President Trump has made it very clear that the full resources of our intelligence community, working with intelligence officials in Turkey, in our interactions with Saudi Arabia, and also with other countries around the world, is going to follow the facts, and then decisions will be made.
President Trump has been talking about a phase two of the tax cut plan that would benefit the middle class. Larry Kudlow, the president's top economic advisor, joined Fox News with a few more details.
Well, it's in the planning stage. You know, we've had tax cuts, very effective help for the middle class. Their tax liability is down about $2,000 for a family of four.
For more news, check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's all this talk about blue waves and red waves, and the Republicans are going to get a red wave, and Democrats are going to get a blue wave, and if the Republicans get a red wave, Obamacare will be repealed. If the Democrats get a blue wave, then Obamacare is going to be here to stay. And Donald Trump is going to be impeached. And I don't know if we're going to have any wave. We may have a shift in the House and the Senate. But Axios.com says Republicans would need to lose 48 U.S. House seats and 7 U.S. Senate seats to technically qualify as a quote-unquote wave. That's according to a new report by Ballotpedia. I guess a wave, as they define it, is one in which the net seat change by the president's party falls into the top quintile of historical changes. And they, I guess, compiled data from 1918 to 2016. So, in the U.S. House, they say in 11 of the 50 elections since 1918, the president's party lost 48 or more seats in the House. Six of those 11, quote, wave elections occurred during the president's first midterm election. That's why you keep hearing if a president comes in and he has control of the House, there's a good chance he loses it in his first midterm as opposed to his second midterm election. With the U.S. Senate, they say in 10 of the 48 Senate elections since 1918, the president's party lost seven or more seats in 10 of the 48. Three of these, quote, 10-wave elections, again, were in the president's first midterm. Now, you could look at that going, well, wait a second. If the minority's in the midterm, the first midterm, this could happen in the second midterm. And 10 of the 48 Senate elections, that's not a lot. So they say Republicans would have to lose seven gubernatorial seats in Nevada, a seat's up for grab, between Adam Laxalt and Steve Sisolak, and 494 state legislative seats for those to be considered wave elections. What do Democrats, though, really need? They need two dozen seats in the House, so they got to pick up 24 seats in the House. And they have to get a net gain of two seats in the Senate. Maybe it's not considered a wave, but I don't think people care if there's a wave or not. It's a term that people are using and everybody's excited about. But what you guys want to know is what will happen if the Democrats do win 24 seats. And if they do win two Senate seats, what does that mean for health care? What does it mean for immigration? What does it mean for, how politics are going to look? Well, according to one reporter, the Democrats are going to gain seats. They're close, but they may not have enough. They may not make it by four seats. I don't really think the House is really in peril in terms of that. However, in terms of the Senate, having a gridlock for the next 2 years, if the Democrats gain control of the Senate, could be very, very rough. And we kind of have a lot to do. From a political standpoint, Trump still has a lot to prove. If the economy is improving, and he wants to forward and push more economy-saving measures, he's going to need the House and the Senate. He can't have the House pass something just for the Senate to say, nope. Republicans barely got control of the Senate, and still stuff isn't getting done. Now, what should they do with Obamacare? Let's say the Republicans are lucky and they get to save all their seats. They haven't done anything with Obamacare yet. Now, maybe that's a plan. Maybe that's the smartest thing to do. Maybe the Republicans need to let Obamacare just weaken and die and then start something new. Problem is they're not really going to appeal to either base that way. The base wants lower health care costs. It was so nice that we aren't penalizing employers anymore. I believe the employer penalty and the individual mandate are gone. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But we still have high prices, costs. We still don't have really transparency of what something's going to cost. If I need to get a hysterectomy, I have no idea. I can't save for it. I can't put money aside because I have no idea what my hysterectomy is going to cost. Now, an insurance company will say, don't worry, you only have to pay $500 out of pocket, we got the rest. Well, that's $500 out of pocket for maybe the hospital. What about the surgeon? What about the anesthesiologist? What about the medications? What about the follow-up care? But Americans don't want packages either. They don't want to be told something's a package. And then they don't get to have follow-up care. You know, one thing Medicare did and a lot of insurance companies did is if you have a procedure, then the doctor will get paid for that procedure. But if you need the stitches out or follow-up or somebody looking over the wound doesn't get covered. Many insurance companies had this two-week window where for 2 weeks it wouldn't get covered. Now, they picked that because a doctor could really be in trouble for malpractice if he wouldn't see you for 2 weeks after surgery. The problem is if nothing gets covered, then how often is the doctor going to, you know, be able to see you? Now, for me, anytime I did procedures, I was always fascinated at how it would look. Like, if I removed your toenail, I'm like, yeah, come in for free, let me take a peek at it. You know, you don't even have to, we don't even have to go to a room and do the whole setup. We'll make it a nurse visit, but I'll still come and look because I'm dying to look at it. I liked seeing that kind of stuff. I was like, okay, let me see. I couldn't wait 2 weeks. But the problem is when they bundle, like they were talking about bundling pneumonia, bundling surgery. If somebody had pneumonia and needs a follow-up x-ray, but the x-ray is not paid for, how often do you think they're going to get that x-ray? So bundling isn't the best way to do things either, because people are always going to cut corners. See, nobody wants to do anything for free. I went to school knowing I'm going to have to do things for free. That's the whole premise of going into medicine. You're going to be putting in hours. You're going to be, you know, putting in your dues. You're going to not get paid by insurance companies. You do things for free. But it's the only industry that does that. Can't get groceries. You can't, even nonprofits have to still have employees. They still have to bring money in. They still have to pay for, you know, power bills and mail and things like that. I mean, you know, we still have, medicine is the only industry where it is assumed that free stuff or free time is going to happen. And to me, that's an issue because there's only so much time you have. This is why there's such burnout. And then eventually, yeah, I can always tell when a doctor starts getting burned out because he's like, I'm done doing stuff for free. Now, we still do stuff for free, but once they start to feel that way, yeah, once we feel taken advantage of, it's hard to get that back. So with this next election, I don't know. If the Democrats do win and they want to spend the whole time trying to impeach Donald Trump and trying to investigate him and have one hearing after the other, it is going to be exhausting. I'm even hearing Democrats go, I'm not going to want to see that. People have fatigue, whether it's Trump fatigue or Hillary fatigue. People want to see progress. So even if I wasn't right-leaning, I would not want a flip of the center of the House because I want to make sure things get done. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gladys from West Virginia is on the line. Hey, Gladys, how you doing?
Yes, Ms. Doctor, thank you for taking my call. And like I told your wonderful husband, I only had one comment and one question for you. So I'm
Oh, he's not my husband. Oh, he's not my husband. He's our producer. Yeah.
Oh, he's very nice. He checked
Isn't
up
he?
On yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, ma'am. Well, you said earlier about dating. I don't know exactly. I think you were suggesting dates for young people. And I seem to recall a funny movie, and they made it again, called The Nutty Professor, and Jerry Lewis
yes.
played him. And then in that wonderful color man, Eddie Murphy, played the professor in the 90s. And he went on a first date to a comedy club. It didn't turn out well for him.
Nope.
They made fun of him.
Nope.
It was kind of sad. But getting to the doctor and stuff, Now, both of these men were trying to improve themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings to mind how difficult it is these days for folks even to get supplements in the gym for the boys and people who want to lose weight to get supplements. And I know sometimes it's dangerous, but I agree with you. And I heard you say that you're not too happy, not too keen on the government telling people what to do. And you had, I think, a law professor used to have on every month or two, and he said the same thing. I think he was a lawman at one time, and he was very good. And you and him agreed, and I agree with you. I'm old enough, man, to remember Prohibition. That was not good.
How old are you, Gladys? How old are you?
Oh, now, you know, ladies don't ask other ladies' age. I was a child, Doctor, when the Prohibition was going on. But
well,
the,
God
the
bless you, man.
They was making alcohol when they couldn't get it. And
wow.
Some of them were dying because alcohol wasn't right. Mm-hmm. Well, why can't they just let people do what they want to do as long as they're not hurting other people? And
exactly.
They wouldn't have to come to you and ask for free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you don't like giving away free stuff. I hope you don't charge me for this question.
No,
but
of course.
I was hoping you'd have the lawman back on, the law professor. And I was hoping you could you know, talk some more about what you think about what's happening now with these drug and these alcohol enforcement people. Is just they're just gone crazy.
Gladys, you are so sweet. Thank you again for calling. God bless you. Wow, on one end, I like the idea of government staying out of our face. You know, if I want to eat a burger and I want to dig into a burger, let me eat that burger. You know, if I want to have a Jack and Coke, let me have a Jack and Coke. On the flip side, you have people out there that do stupid. So I get somebody's going to drink too many Jack and Cokes. They're going to be driving up and down the freeway. Same thing with marijuana. You know, using marijuana to help you sleep, using marijuana for medicinal purposes, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that being legalized. But you driving on the road with marijuana and driving up and down the road when my kids are driving or I'm trying to drive, and there are some real nuts out there, that's a problem. So to me, it's always a compromise. It has to be a compromise. Unfortunately, we live in a world of, you know, people don't want to compromise. They'd rather fight. They'd rather have extremes. Either marijuana is completely legalized and everybody leave it alone and you use marijuana for everything, or you clamp down, you not allow marijuana to be legalized. I don't understand why there's not compromise. And people will say, well, with law, you can't do it that way. If you allow one thing to be legal, then it's all legal. Well, same thing with immigration. I don't understand why there's not degrees. There's not shades of gray. You have people coming in, entering illegally, that, you know, want to do no good. But you have people who are fleeing, want to find safety, want to do good, want to become Americans. Yet, it seems like when it comes to immigration, everybody's lumped the same. And because we don't have laws that make sense, and I agree with Trump on that, where our immigration laws are kind of stupid, you have the innocent people lumped in with the bad people. And so you either have to stop everybody from coming, or you have to just allow everybody to come. That makes no sense. Now, from what I understand, the process is pretty complex, where they could vet you. They could try to determine if you have a criminal record. You know, unfortunately, some people may not start their criminal record until they get here, so they could pass all the security checks. But this can be done because other countries seem to figure it out. I don't understand why America, you know, with all our intelligence and with all our gifts and constitutions and the way we do things as a republic, we seem to be struggling more with so much than other countries, unless it's because we air our dirty laundry. Everybody can see us screw up. I mean, we don't really hear about Switzerland having issues. Maybe it's because we don't care. We don't read the news. Now, I watch England a lot, so I'm hearing that their health system is a complete mess. But I'm not really hearing a lot of other things be a mess. They seem to pretty much have a lot of other things under pretty good control. Every now and then they get a little terrorist attack, but, you know. And it seems like they have Buckingham Palace and the Queen and the Duchess and everybody. They all seem to be having their act together. We don't. Why is that? Is it because it sells in the media? If Trump says something funny or something off color, off key, it makes bigger news? I don't know. So, yeah. Thank you, Gladys, for calling. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So can eating organic food lower your cancer risk? Apparently there's a study out of France that followed 70,000 adults, most of them women, for 5 years and reported that the most frequent consumers of organic food had 25% fewer cancers overall than those who never ate organic. So those who ate organic fruits, vegetables, dairy products, meat, and other foods had a particularly steep drop in the incidence of lymphomas and postmenopausal breast cancer. So they expected the study authors to find a reduction, but not the extent of such a reduction. Now, I'm thinking when I read this, it may not so much be, you know, basically organic foods are not supposed to have added hormones or antibiotics or pesticides and a lot of stuff added that regular food can. But here's the thing. I notice in the grocery store, the person buying organic is not the person like me who has, you know, cupcakes and goodies and all sorts of treats and, you know, bad food in the cart. Somebody buying organic has a pretty healthy-looking shopping cart. So there's a chance that those who buy organic are actually more mindful of what they eat. Also, organic food is more expensive. So your serving sizes may end up being less. Whereas those of us that buy the cheaper meat, right, like the 88% fat or 88% not fat-free or whatever, beef, you know, there's like 97, 99, but the ones in the 80s or 85 seem to be tastier, right, because there's more fat in there. That meat's cheaper. So the less, quote-unquote, healthy, the cheaper it is, the bigger the quantity. Now, I would love there not to be pesticides on my food, so I do think there's a relationship. That would make sense. They say organic food is not healthier. It doesn't have more nutrition. But then again, somebody buying organic may not, you know, have other crap in the grocery cart. So I could see that. But 25% less cancer diagnoses, especially lymphoma and breast cancer, does make you think that maybe we need to have less crap in our food. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.